Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Lost on Radio from Right Chord Music. In the next 30 minutes, we'll bring you incredible new, undiscovered, and underappreciated music from around the world. We provide links to every artist we feature on Lost on Radio, so please visit rightchordmusic.com and click on the Lost on Radio tab for more information. Hi, you're listening to Lost on Radio.
Yo, listen up. This is Cody from High Tide.
Hello! Hi! Hello, we are the Mispers.
Hello, music fans. We're the band Queen Chief.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Skylar from Remedies.
We are Taliesin.
I'm Kitty Finer.
Hi, I'm Eliza Hull.
Oh, hi. You're listening to the sweet, sweet harmonies of the Deadline Shakes.
And you are listening to Lost on Radio from Right Chord Music.
Is it good?
Yeah. Hello, and welcome along to episode 262 of Lost on Radio, the new music podcast from Right Chord Music. Today on the show, we've got six brand new artists to Lost on Radio and Right Chord Music. We've got two from Australia, we've got one from Sweden now living in London. We've got music from Scotland, Wales and Ireland, so we are really dotting around. We're going to kick things off though with some really dirty, sleazy rock and roll via Edinburgh. This is Black Cat Bone and this is coming for you.
Oh,
what a great start to the show. That was Black Cat Bone and Coming For You. And if you like that and you want to hear more, then do check them out. They are playing live in May in Birmingham, York and Chester and beyond. I think there's another show in Scotland as well. All the links in the show notes so you can go and find out exactly where they're playing and grab yourself some tickets as well. They had an album previously in 2015 called Growl. But this is the latest single and it's sounding wonderful. We're going to share the music video as well on the Rightcore Music Facebook page, so check that out. I think we're going to post it up next week. So keep an eye out for that. It's well worth a look and a very exciting band. And any band that I think has that kind of Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, kind of dirty, sleazy kind of rock and roll feel about it, always gets our attention. So great to have them on the show. Right, coming up next, we're going to head to Melbourne, Australia for Teenage Dance. What a great name. And their track Parking Ticket. They talk about their influences kind of coming from 60s groups like Devo and the Beach Boys, but with a kind of modern character to it. I must admit, the first time I heard this, it took me straight to Interpol. And that's not a bad thing. I absolutely adore that band. In fact, they actually contacted us recently about their new single called The Weekend, which, by the way, is well worth a listen to. But this is all about teenage dads, and this is about Parking Ticket, their new song. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Moving in foreign
Did you see what I mean about the Interpol kind of sound, maybe? Maybe just me, who knows? But yeah, that was Teenage Dads and Parking Ticket. They've got an album called Potpourri Lake as well, which is also worth a listen up on Spotify. Of course, you can click through from the show notes and from the Spotify playlist. Remember, this is not just a podcast. This is also a growing Spotify playlist. So just type Lost on Radio into Spotify and you can find that playlist and just hit it on shuffle and you've got, well, I don't know, over 400 songs to listen to. And I can guarantee most of you will never heard any of these artists before, which is what we're all about, really. Lost on Radio, right? The bands and the music that often gets pushed for late night fringes of daytime radio and ends up kind of in the sort of graveyard shift of, you know, midnight, so forth. And often they just play like one track, don't you? You don't really get too much support as an unsigned artist. You're not getting those playlists, those daily plays. So yeah, this is our attempt to kind of steal back the best music and give it some airtime. And at that point, it seems only fair to say it's great to have our friends on from Mad FM over in New Zealand who are listening to the show. They broadcast us every Thursday night, and it's great to be part of such a supportive station. Right, coming up next, we're going to have another artist from Melbourne. His name is, I'm going to hopefully pronounce this right, he's called Luke Seymop. That's S-E-Y-M-O-U-P. And this is, I think, the last single. I think he's working on new material, but it's called Hand Me Downs. He's already picked up a bit of attention in his native Australia. His influences include Billy Bragg, The Jam, The Pogues. Again, another great set of artists. He's actually coming to the UK for the first time in June. I'm not sure whether that's just to play some shows or whether that's just for a bit of a holiday. But either way, have a great time here. Hope you enjoy it. He's got a bunch of music on Spotify. So if you like this track, then there's two full albums and a host of singles as well. So lots to keep you busy. This is Luke Seymop and Hand Me Down on Lost on Radio.
Driving at night, flying down the highways. I played with.
It's going to be the last show for a couple of weeks. I'm actually off on my holidays next week. I can't wait. A bit of sunshine, a bit of relaxation. And actually, this next track kind of reminded me of that because it's by an artist called Janos. The track is called Zero. But the thing that kind of made me think holidays was the colour. So all his artwork and imagery is orange, very, very brightly orange. And, you know, when you look up orange and the meaning of orange, you tend to get lots of associations, things like joy, warmth, sunshine, encouragement, lots of positivity, which is certainly putting me in the mood for holidays. So Janos, he's a Swedish-born, now London-based musician. We had an artist from Denmark last week, so it's great to dot around Scandinavia. And this track kind of lives up to the colour, really. It's about not letting negative people bring you down. He's been previously with other bands. He's been performing other bands for years, but now going solo. And this is just a great slice of kind of R&B pop rock, I guess. And a kind of just an intriguing artist, which is exactly the kind of artist we'd like to have on Lost on Radio.
We don't want to make this move home for nothing. I'm all from London. I'm going to cause it to happen.
My endorphins are dead. 6 a.m. running, I'm running to bed. Chit-chat on the late night, one fist in the plex. I kick when I fall down, it's all just reflex. I ran out of heroes, I ran out of friends. On these streets I'm a zero, but I laugh in the air. Cause I'm having enough. I thought we were brothers, was fam. I won't change my outlook, just don't waste my time, man. You stab me, my back sucks, my chips on the stake. You fake it, I'll make it, but I'm done making mistakes. I ran out of heroes, I ran out of friends. On these streets I'm a zero, but I laugh in the air. Off everybody, bring me down and then drag me up. Head enough now, cause I don't wanna spend my life in a headlock. Cause I don't wanna spend my life in a headlock. It's you on the outside, you on the fence. You've got opinions, yeah, you've got a stance. And I'm on the run now, yeah, I'm on my own. I'm just that lost boy trying to build me a home. But I got new heroes, I got new friends. I've got these streets of the zeros. That's how it is. Cause I'm living enough. Off everybody, bring me down and then drag me up. Heading up now, cause I don't wanna spend my life in a headlock.
Thank you. I said just before that track, we are off on holidays next week. It might actually be 2 weeks, because I think it takes a little while to plan these shows. Sometimes you might not think that, but it actually does. So a week to have a holiday, a week to plan the next one, and we'll be back. In the meantime, then, I do urge you to look back through our archives. Well, we've got 262 episodes, so a ton of music to discover. And I actually found myself listening to episode 80 last few days, and I think that was the first podcast I ever recorded. Previously, we had the brilliant Andy Mort used to do our podcast, and he left to have a family, and I obviously picked up the reins. But it's quite different from where we are now. So yeah, if you want to dip back into the archive, then do. You'll find some great music. And I think the first artist I played when I took over Lost on Radio was Eliza Hull, who's still very much a Rightcore music favourite, and also another Melbourne-based artist. So we do like our music from around the world, that's for sure. Before we play the next track, I just want to talk a little bit about major labels. So if you've listened to the show before, you'll know that alongside the podcast and the Rightcore Music blog, we also have a management and marketing services company called Major Label. And in the last sort of few weeks, we've been making some changes to the website and just kind of freshening up a little bit, and including rolling out a new service offering to artists. It's kind of funny because we've been doing it for a while without really ever talking about it too much. And that is kind of creative campaigns. So if you think about hiring a PR agent or a radio plugger, their focus tends to be on the channels you can't necessarily control. You know, trying to get your music into blogs and magazines and online fanzines, etc. You know, but there's no guarantee that obviously those people are going to write about you. Equally with radio pluggers, trying to get your music on radio, as we've said already, is incredibly difficult. So our focus at Major Label is to really dial up and promote your music on social media and get that really buzzing for you. So the channels you can control, right? And it's amazing. So often one of the first kind of things I do when I start working with an artist is actually do a bit of an audit of their social media and particularly Facebook and look back through their sort of, you know, last 15 or 20 posts. And you're being amazed how many artists don't actually have any links to their music on their social media. And if you think about the whole point of this, it's about to get people to listen to your music. You haven't been successful if no one listens to your music. It's really worth remembering that. And so a lot of social media is kind of taken up almost kind of building the brand of an artist, which is fine. But it has to have an end goal as well, which is getting people to listen. So make sure you include your links to your music from time to time, links to Spotify, etc. That's kind of what we've been doing. We've just started work with a very exciting artist who, if you listened to the show previously, you may remember. She's called Anna Wolf. We've featured her on a couple of podcasts. She's got a brand new single coming out in May called Silence, which we're absolutely going to get on this show. I'm not going to say too much, but it's about anxiety. So the whole track is around anxiety. And we've helped her create a bunch of social assets. I think there's about 100 or so different images and pieces of content which will be going out between now and release date, just a few weeks after release date as well. So if you're interested to find out more about Anna Wolf, and she's a really true artist, then do search for her on Instagram. It's Real Anna Wolf, or Real Anna Wolf on Facebook as well. Or you can search for a hashtag, which we're using for the campaign, which is Silence Anxiety. And yeah, you'll find a lot more. It's really intriguing and a really amazing campaign to work on, because this isn't just about music. This is something a bit more, about anxiety and the effects it has on people. So yeah, go and check it out. Right, that's enough waffle for me. Let's crack on with the show. We've got two more tracks this week. And next up, we're going to head to Cardiff for a 20-year-old called Omar Addis. And his track is called Aperture, and it's about social image in the age of social media, which it seems quite kind of apt when I was talking about anxiety. It's a great track, and great to have Omar on the show, first time again. He put out an EP called Double Digits last year, but this is his first new music of 2019, and it's a very strong start.
Thank you.
For one more track this week, and it's from an artist called Nick, which is spelled in an interesting way. It's N-N-I-C, but yeah, Nick. She's a female singer-songwriter and just all-round talent by the sound of things. The track is called Grow. She's actually had 10 years of classical vocal training, so she knows what she's doing, and there's a beautiful sound she produces, kind of, I guess, kind of electronic sampling in ballad esque melodies. It's just, yeah, really beautiful. There's also a great remix of this track knocking around as well on Spotify. I think it's called the Yearn remix of Grow, but really atmospheric and yeah, kind of just really sublime. I spoke earlier on about anxiety, and this definitely feels like a track that if you are ever anxious, you would just put on and just absolutely enjoy, and yeah, let all those anxieties wash over you and disappear. So until next week, so I'm going to be off on holidays for a couple of weeks. So thanks for listening as ever. Thanks for supporting the show. And yeah, come back in a couple of weeks' time and we're going to have more incredible new music from around the world. Until then, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
listen back to all previous episodes of Lost on Radio at rightchordmusic.com or subscribe for free at iTunes.